天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，我是何晨星，很高兴今天与您在天路导向节目相遇。在我们的人生中，常常会遇到很多的试炼和试探，那基督徒如何面对属灵生命的考验呢？麦克牧师在15个积极生活秘诀的最后一个信息中，与我们听众朋友们分享人生中遇到的考验和试炼。我们一起来听麦克牧师的分享。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome to this broadcast.
亲爱的朋友，你好，欢迎你。
We are so glad that you have joined us for this program.
我们很高兴你能收听我们的节目。
Today, we are on our last message in the series on the 15 secrets for positive living from 2 Corinthians.
今天我们要讲哥林多后书里15个积极生活秘诀的最后一篇信息。
We hope that you have learned much about the power of positive living in this series.
我们盼望通过这一系列的信息，你对积极生活的能力有深入的学习。
And if you have a Bible, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 to 14.
如果你有圣经，请翻到哥林多后书13章1到14节。
In this scripture passage, we will learn about the tests and trials that we face in life.
在这段经文里，我们要探讨人生中会遇到的考验和试炼。
Do you remember the teachers in school who gave surprise tests?
你还记得学校里的老师突如其来的考试吗？
They tried to determine which students were always prepared and which one was not.
他们想摸底，找出哪些学生是随时准备好的，哪些不是。
The Apostle Paul did not give a surprise test.
使徒保罗没有突击考试。
He reviewed his material again and again in his letter to the Corinthians, but then at the end of the letter, Paul says, it is testing time.
在写给哥林多教会的这封信里，他反复地温习他教导的内容，在最后总结时，保罗说是考试的时候了。
If you ask most students whether they like exams or not, they would say no.
当你问学生们喜欢考试吗？大部分学生都会说不喜欢。
But tests help students learn their strength and their weaknesses.
但考试可以帮助学生了解自己的强项和弱点在哪里。
And just as students must face tests, so do we in our spiritual life.
跟学生们一样，他们必须面对考试。我们属灵的生命也要面对考验。
These spiritual tests are self-administered.
这些属灵的考试都是自己监考的。
The spiritual tests are for your benefit.
属灵的考试都是为你自己的好处。
These spiritual tests have great consequences.
属灵的考试都有重大后果。
These spiritual tests can determine your eternal future.
这些属灵的考试可以决定你永恒的未来。
And we must be prepared for these spiritual tests.
我们必须为属灵的考试下功夫准备。
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, Paul said,
哥林多后书13章第五节，保罗说，
Test yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourselves.
你们总要自己省察，有信心没有，也要自己试验。
the Corinthians have made the same mistake that others make today.
哥林多人跟今天许多人犯了同样的错误。
They decided to soften the message of the truth and lower their standards.
他们决定软化真理的道，并降低标准。
The Corinthians were not holding people accountable for their actions.
哥林多教会并没有要求人们要对自己的行为负责。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because some people did not want to accept Jesus Christ as the only way to heaven.
因为有些人不愿意接受耶稣基督是上天堂唯一的途径。
And the Corinthians did not want to offend anybody with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
哥林多教会不想因着耶稣基督福音的缘故得罪人。
The Corinthians placed more importance on people feeling comfortable than the truth.
哥林多教会重视人们的感受，过于真理的重要性。
And so they weakened their message of the truth.
因此，他们淡化真理的信息。
But here's the problem.
然而，这样就出了问题。
Accommodating others in their false beliefs will only lead to an eternal disaster.
在信仰上妥协让步，只会带来永恒的灾祸。
And Paul is saying, examine yourself to see if your salvation is genuine.
保罗告诉他们，要自我省察，看看你们所得到的救恩是否真实。
Test yourself to see if you are dwelling in the truth.
试验一下，看看你们是不是活在真理中。
God will not change his rules for you.
神不会为你更改法则。
You must live by God's rules, not your own.
而是你要按照神的法则生活，不可偏行己路。
So, is it only non-believers who should examine themselves?
那么，只有非信徒才需要自我省察吗？
No.
不是的。
Every person should examine their spiritual health often.
人人都应该常常检查自己的灵性的健康状态。
In the Old Testament, even King David cried to the Lord.
在旧约圣经里，连大卫王都向神呼求说，
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts. And see if there be any hurtful way in me.And lead me in the way everlasting.
神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
Every one of us should examine themselves on a regular basis.
我们每一个人都需要定期自我省察。
Ignoring our spiritual tests is arrogance.
我们若忽视属灵的检验，那是骄傲自大的表现。
Ignoring our spiritual tests is not appreciating God's salvation.
我们若忽视属灵的检验，就是不珍惜神所赐的救恩。
The great news is that everyone who tests themselves spiritually will succeed.
让我告诉你个好消息，凡是愿意做自我属灵考试的人都会及格。
How can that be?
怎么会呢？
Well, if I test myself and I discover that I am in the faith,
是这样的，如果我省察自己，发觉我确实信靠神，
Then I will rejoice and give thanks to God for my salvation.
那么我将为了得到的救恩而欢欣雀跃，满心感谢神。
If I test myself and discover that I am not in the faith,
如果我省察自己，发觉我没有信靠神，
I know God has promised to receive me if I seek His forgiveness.
我知道神应许过，只要我愿意寻求他的赦免，他一定会接纳我的。
Therefore, the only way to fail the spiritual test is when a person discovers that he is not in the faith and still rejects God.
因此，除非一个人发觉自己没有信仰，并且坚持拒绝神，他的属灵测试才会不及格。
When Paul told the Corinthians to test themselves, he was confident of their answers.
当保罗叫哥林多人考验自己时，他对他们将要提出的答案是满怀信心的。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, Paul said,
在哥林多后书13章第5节那里，保罗说，
Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you unless you fail the test?
岂不知道你们若不是可弃绝的，就有耶稣基督在你们心里吗？
Paul is saying that Jesus Christ dwells in the heart of everyone who receives him as their only Savior.
保罗的意思是，凡是接受耶稣基督为他们唯一的救主的人，耶稣都会住在他们心里。
Some of you might be asking, but what is the proof that Christ dwells in me?
有些人可能会问，怎么证明耶稣基督住在我里面呢？
How can I know that I am eternally saved from hell?
我怎么知道我得救，有永生了，不会下地狱呢？
How can I be absolutely certain that when I die, I will go to heaven?
我怎样才可以百分之百确定死后会上天堂呢？
The short answer is a transformed life.
有个精简的答案回应以上的问题，那就是一个彻底被改变的生命。
And a life that has changed for Christ will affect others.
一个被改变为基督而活的生命一定会对别人产生影响。
And of course I'm talking to believers right now.
当然我现在是对基督徒说的。
But others of you might be asking, how do I take this exam?
但其他人也会问，我怎样参与这考试呢？
How do I test myself spiritually to know if I am in the faith or not?
我怎样测试自己的灵性，知道自己是否信靠真神呢？
Would I pass the spiritual test if I professed faith in Jesus Christ many years ago?
如果我在多年前曾经宣称相信耶稣基督，这样我是否就能通过属灵的考试呢？
Not necessarily.
未必。
Others may ask, would I pass the spiritual test if I have prayed to God for forgiveness?
还有人问，我曾经祈求神的赦免，这样我是否就能通过属灵的考试呢？
Not necessarily.
未必。
Would I pass the spiritual test if I have been baptized?
我曾经受洗，我是否因此就能通过属灵的考试呢？
Not necessarily.
未必。
Would I pass the test if I go to church?
我是去教会的，我可以通过考试吗？
Not necessarily.
未必。
Would I pass the spiritual test if I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
我相信耶稣基督是神的儿子，这样我是否就能通过属灵的考试呢？
Not necessarily.
未必。
These are wonderful ways for believers to live their lives.
这些都是一个基督徒美好的生活方式。
But these things might not necessarily be authentic signs of being truly in the faith.
但却未必是真实信仰的证明。
The Bible says that even demons believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
圣经说，即使是魔鬼也相信耶稣是神的儿子。
Demons may have the knowledge, but they do not follow Christ.
魔鬼有这些知识，但他们不跟随基督。
Let me give you four questions by which you can examine yourself spiritually.
让我提出四个问题，给你考考自己的属灵状态。
Use these questions to test yourself to see if you're in the faith.
用这些问题测试一下自己是否真正的信靠主。
Question number one.
第一个问题是，
Are you eager to confess your sins Or do you want to explain them away?
你是迫切地想要承认自己的罪，还是找理由解释，推脱罪责呢？
Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, Blessed are those who mourn over their sin, for they shall be comforted.
耶稣在马太福音第五章那里说，为罪哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Question number 2.
第二个问题。
Do you hunger for righteousness?
你是否渴慕公义呢？
In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus tells us that those who hunger and thirst for righteousness are the truly redeemed.
马太福音第五章那里，耶稣告诉我们，饥渴慕义的人是真正得救的人。
Now, seeking after righteousness does not mean that you'll never fail.
一个追求正义的人并不表示你绝对不会犯错。
But you must hunger for righteousness all the time, no matter what your circumstances.
但你必须随时随地都渴求公义，不论你的处境如何。
Question number 3.
第三个问题。
Do you submit to the authority of the Word of God?
你是否顺从神话语的权威呢？
The people who fail the spiritual test try to explain away their rebellion against the Word of God.
在灵性测试里考不及格的人，总是在违背了神的话语之后，找借口推脱责任。
Jesus told us that we must obey His Word even when the way is difficult.
耶稣告诉我们，即使身处困境，也必须顺服神的话。
In John chapter 8, verse 31, Jesus said, If you abide in my word, you are my disciple indeed.
在约翰福音八章三十一节那里，耶稣说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒了。
Question number 4.
第四个问题。
Do you genuinely love God and others?
你是否真诚地爱神爱人呢？
1 John chapter 5 verse 2 tells us that the proof of our genuine faith is our love for the Lord.
在约翰一书五章二节那里告诉我们，真实信仰的明证就是我们对主的爱。
1 John chapter 3 verse 14 says, Loving other believers is a clear indication that we have passed from death to life.
约翰一书三章十四节说，我们爱其他的基督徒，这就是我们已经出死入生最清晰的指标了。
And this is the most important exam you'll ever take.
这是你一生中最重要的考试。
This exam will determine where you'll spend your eternity.
这个考试将决定你永恒的归宿。
Examine yourself.
给自己一个考验。
Are you in the faith?
你真的信靠神吗？
Now, if your answer to all the four questions is yes,
如果对以上这四个问题，你的答案都是肯定的。
Then give thanks and praise to God for His grace.
那么你就该感谢并颂赞神的恩典。
But if you realize that you are not in the faith, you still have hope.
但如果你发现自己并没有真实的相信，你还有盼望。
Today you can begin by confessing your sins to the Lord Jesus.
今天你就立刻向主耶稣承认自己的罪。
Today, say to the Lord, Lord, I have tried to live a good life on the outside, but on the inside, I have not genuinely grieved over my sin.
今天就对主说，主啊，我一直都努力在生活上有好的行为表现，但我的内心从未对我的罪真诚的忧伤痛悔。
I have not hungered for righteousness.
我没有渴慕公义。
I have not obeyed your word.
我没有遵行你的话。
I have not genuinely loved you and others.
我没有真诚地爱你爱人。
Lord, please come into my life.
主啊，进入我的生命。
dwell in me today and all the days of my life.
从今以后都住在我里面。
Show me how to walk in your faith.
指示我行在你的信仰中。
Amen.
Amen.
If you prayed these words to God, he will answer your prayer.
如果你这样祷告了，神必定会答应你的。
And if you prayed this prayer, we would love to hear from you.
如果你做了这个祷告，我们很希望你能告诉我们。
And as we bring this series to conclusion,
这个系列信息到此要结束了。
We wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译，相信听众朋友们对积极生活的十五种能力有更深入的了解。求神帮助我们以积极的心态来面对生活中的种种困难，求神在四个方面继续帮助我们， 承认自己的罪，渴慕公义，遵行神的话语，真诚地爱神爱人，让我们活出一个积极向上、有耶稣馨香之气的生命来。感谢赞美主。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们明天再会，愿神赐福您。
战胜我的沮丧，因为凡事都有神的美意，我要感恩称谢到底。
我以喜乐的心来面对我的环境，我以平安的心来应对我的处境，因为凡事
战胜我的沮丧，因为凡事都有神的美意，我要感恩称谢到底。
神的美意，我要赞美，坚持到底。我以盼望的心来面对我的失望，我以积极的心来战胜我的沮丧，因为凡事都有神的美意。应对我。